Our lives are laid out on a road of bumps, turns, struggles, and more. How do we respond? How do we endure adversity for learning and growth? I'm Aubrey Johnson, and we'll explore these questions and more on The Road to Rediscovery. Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Road to Rediscovery. I'm your host, Aubrey Johnson, and The Road to Rediscovery is about reflecting on life lessons for learning and growth, and of course, uplift others who are struggling. Now, before we get started, I hope you've all had a wonderful, restful, and enjoyable holiday season, and I want to wish you a happy, healthy, prosperous new year. We've already reflected on 2024, and as we step into 2025, many of us think about resolutions, right? Fresh starts, goals to set for the days, weeks, and months ahead. Instead of focusing on specific resolutions and outcomes for this year, I would like to propose going a bit broader, maybe say with a mantra that not only can be applied to any circumstance you encounter, but can potentially become the blueprint to an entirely transformed and new lifestyle. For me, my mantra for 2025 is be present, be intentional. I've always been of a mindset that a mantra should be concise, but also one that, quote, says it all, right? And be present, be intentional does that for me. We'll be diving into what this means for me and how I hope it can guide me in my day today. I'll share examples of my interpretations of being present and being intentional. So let's get started. What does it mean to be present? Well, for me, to be present means to fully engage in the current moment, not dwelling on the past, not worrying about the future, but giving your full attention to what's happening right now, this moment. It sounds simple, but in today's fast-paced world, it's really harder than ever. Think about how often you're physically in one place, but mentally somewhere else. Too many times in the past, I've found myself physically attending a meeting, for instance, but thinking about the upcoming weekend. You've heard that phrase before, right? Working for the weekend. I've been in that position so many countless times. And sadly, I must admit, there have been past times when I was with a family member or friend, but my mind was elsewhere. I truly meant well, but that's not fair to them in the least bit. They're giving me their undivided attention in person and deserve the same courtesy from me in return. These are very important people in my life, but my inattentiveness suggested otherwise. My commitment to the heart and essence of being present in the examples I've shared involves removing any and all distractions from my head, gathering all the love, compassion, and joy I feel for that person that I'm meeting, and centering my attention with eye contact that is locked in. Being present also means to fully engage in current moments of discomfort, whatever that may look or feel like, observing and acknowledging the discomfort and pain as you're going through it in the present moment. You see, nothing lasts forever, not even pain. Sitting in that discomfort brings you to a point of realization that, one, you're capable of tolerating more than you give yourself credit for, and two, not everything goes your way. So we may need to better prepare ourselves for any impending disappointments. And of course, we must always remember we can't change the past and we can't control the future. So immerse yourself in the present and be there mentally and physically for the people who matter in your world. And I want to do this for the people who matter in my world. Now let's talk about being intentional. In my view, to be intentional is to act with purpose and clarity. It's about having unwavering decisiveness to do whatever it is you set out to do. It's also following through on a promise you've made to yourself or to someone else. Think about it. Why would you tell your friends you're going to take up pickleball, for instance, if you don't seek out to learn the sport or join a pickleball club? When you're intentional, you're aligning your actions with what you say you'll do. Basically, walking the walk. You've heard that term before, right? Think about how you start your day once you walk out the door. Are you aimlessly wandering from place to place with no action plan? Or do you have a written or mental list of things you intend to do for that day? Living with intention sets the roadmap for your day and causes you to move with purpose. Now let's take this to the next level and talk about how it can apply to relationships. If you make the decision to grow closer to family and having recurring date nights with your partner, your plan to carry out that intention may look like scheduling regular check-ins and maybe having a list of creative date night options. Being intentional also means to be protective. Life happens, right? And we can almost certainly count on some unexpected event landing smack dab in the middle of our plans. If possible, be intentional and protect those date night plans from being interrupted. For me, being intentional in 2025 means having a plan to improve my overall health, sticking to a workout schedule, improving my relationships, and spending my time and energy only on the things that will best serve me and those I love. It also means protecting these and not letting anything unforeseen knock me from my path. So we discussed being present. We discussed being intentional. Why combine these two ideas into one mantra? Well, simply put, being present and being intentional, they are complementary, meaning when you're present, you're better able to understand what truly matters in that moment. And when you're intentional, you're more likely to take meaningful action based on that understanding. So going back to my lack of attentiveness with my family and friends, now I intend to be actively immersed and connected with them. They will have my undivided attention, and carrying out that intent will cause me to be in the present moment. This mantra reminds us that life isn't just about checking boxes or rushing from one thing to the next, but it reminds us the importance of having an immersed experience that is in the present moment and the importance of making the conscious decision to protect and carry through what you intend to do. Okay, so I shared what being present and being intentional means to me. So if you don't mind, I'd love to offer the following suggestions on how to incorporate this into your life. Completely optional. And there is no obligation. Number one, start small. You don't have to overhaul your entire routine and your entire lifestyle. Just start with one small action, like, say, turning off your phone during meals or setting a daily intention in the morning. Number two, reflect daily. Take a few minutes at the end of each day to reflect. Just ask yourself, was I present today? Did I act with intention? Did I protect my intentions when something tried to get in the way? Celebrate your wins and think about areas for improvement. Number three, practice gratitude. Gratitude is a powerful way to stay present and intentional. Take time to appreciate the people, experiences, and opportunities in your life. And trust me when I say having complete, heartfelt gratitude will absolutely catapult your ability to be present. Trust me, it truly, truly will. And number four, be patient. Change takes time. You might not get it perfect every day, and that's okay, but the important thing is to keep trying. Well, there you have it. As we step into this new year, I personally invite you to set resolutions to the side and embrace mantras, particularly this one. Be present, be intentional. Let it guide your actions, your relationships, and your journey. And here's my challenge for you. Choose one moment today to practice being fully present and one action to approach with intention. Maybe it's a conversation with a loved one or a work task or simply enjoying a quiet moment for yourself. But try that challenge. And as always, I'd love to hear how this resonates with you. Send me a DM. If you follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, or TikTok, or you can drop me an email at roadtorediscoverypodcast@gmail.com. Again, that's roadtorediscoverypodcast@gmail.com. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening. Please know that when dealing with life's struggles, you're never alone, and there's always hope. I humbly ask that you share this show with someone you know someone you love who needs inspiration and support. We're all roadies on this journey of life, and it sure feels good having you on the road with me. Thanks again for listening. We'll chat again soon. We really hope you enjoyed this episode of The Roads Rediscovery. We'd love to hear from you. Shoot us an email at roadsrediscoverypodcast@gmail.com and leave us any questions or comments you may have. The Roads Rediscovery is an AJ Shark production.